Morning Watch, Crystallization Study of 1 and 2 Kings, Week 2. Four crucial journeys to enter into the ministry of the age by closely following the minister of the age with the vision of the age. Wednesday related verses. James chapter 5, verses 17 and 18. Elijah was a man of like feeling with us, and he earnestly prayed that it would not rain, and it did not rain on the earth for 3 years and 6 months. And he prayed again, and heaven gave rain, and the earth sprouted forth with its fruit. 1 Kings chapter 19, verses 11 and 12. And he said, "Go out and stand upon the mountain before Jehovah." And suddenly Jehovah passed by, and a great strong wind rent the mountains and broke the rocks in pieces before Jehovah. Jehovah was not in the wind. And after the wind, an earthquake. Jehovah was not in the earthquake. And after the earthquake, a fire. Jehovah was not in the fire. And after the fire, a gentle, quiet voice. 1 Kings chapter 18, verses 36 through 39. Then at the time of the offering up of the meal offering, Elijah the prophet came near and said, "O Jehovah, God of Abraham, Isaac, and Israel, let it be known today that you are God in Israel, and that I am your servant, and that I have done all these things by your word. Answer me, O Jehovah, answer me, that this people may know that you, O Jehovah, are God, and that you have turned their heart back again." And the fire of Jehovah fell and consumed the burnt offering, and the wood, and the stones, and the dust, and it licked up the water that was in the trench. And when all the people saw this, they fell on their faces and said, "Jehovah, he is God! Jehovah, he is God!" Romans chapter 11, verses 2 through 5. God has not cast away his people whom he foreknew. Or do you not know what the scripture says in the passage concerning Elijah, how he pleads with God against Israel? "Lord, they have killed your prophets, they have torn down your altars, and I am left alone, and they are seeking my life." But what does the divine answer say to him? "I have reserved for myself 7,000 men who have not bowed the knee to Baal." In the same way, then, at the present time also, there has come into being a remnant according to the selection of grace. Isaiah chapter 45, verse 15. "Surely you are a God who hides himself, O God of Israel, the Savior." Related reading. Earnestly prayed in James chapter 5 verse 17 means literally prayed in prayer. This indicates that a prayer from the Lord was given to Elijah, in which he prayed. He did not pray in his feeling, thought, intention, or mood, or in any kind of motivation arising from circumstances or situations to fulfill his own purpose. He prayed in the prayer given to him by the Lord for the accomplishing of his will. Elijah was a man of like feeling with us, and he also could not stand the test of God's hiddenness. On Mount Carmel, God was obviously with him. After that time, however, God tested him. When God withdrew and hid himself, Elijah could not bear it and went into a cave. When God asked him, "What are you doing here?" he answered, "I have been very jealous for Jehovah, the God of hosts, for the children of Israel have forsaken your covenant, thrown down your altars, and slain your prophets with the sword, and I alone am left, and they seek to take my life." God knew that Elijah wanted God to be a manifest God. He did not realize that God likes to hide himself. God charged Elijah to go out and stand upon the mountain before Jehovah. Elijah waited for the word of commission, thinking that it must be in the big windstorm or in the earthquake or in the fire. But Jehovah was not in the wind, the earthquake, or the fire. When Elijah became fully disappointed, a gentle, quiet voice came. The fact that God spoke to Elijah in a gentle, quiet voice indicates that God was ushering Elijah into the New Testament age. Today, God does not speak to us by thundering. God always speaks to us gently and quietly. God does not like an intimidating display. Elijah told God, "I alone am left." Outwardly, it seemed that God had not done anything, but secretly, he had left himself 7,000 men. This was God's hidden work. God is a God who hides himself, and his work is always hidden. Do not keep hoping for a great touch, a great vision, or a great seeing. These are not necessarily of God. I would like to tell all of God's children that the truest work of God is his hidden work in us. Just a little voice, a little feeling, or a little thought, which seems to be both God's moving as well as our own impression. Moreover, it is often so faint that it seems as if it is not there. This is God's most precious and truest work. Sometimes in the deepest part of our being, there is a small thought, feeling, voice, or word telling us, "This is your flesh. This has not passed through the cross. This is not of the Lord." This is the mightiest, greatest work of God in us. There is not one day or one moment in which God is not working in us. We may become cold or backslidden, even to the point of not coming to the meetings or of doing what is most displeasing to him. But at this point, this reality is still present within us. This is the irrefutable proof of our salvation. When we are committing sins, it seems that he is saying, "This is enough. Do not do this anymore. Stop at this point and repent." When we have not gone to the meetings for 2 months, it seems as if a tiny voice within us is saying, "Go to the meetings. For how much longer will you wait?" We may doubt such a voice and say, "Is this God speaking? Isn't this coming from myself?" But this is God's truest speaking, and this is his most precious work.